This past week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pointed to data showing a decline in U.S. gross domestic product in the third quarter of 2008 and an increase in the numbers of Americans applying for unemployment benefits, saying this underscores the need for what she called a fiscally responsible stimulus plan. In hearings, economists and other experts offered projections about just how bad the economic downturn, which many said constitutes a recession, may be. Appearing before the bipartisan Joint Economic Committee, J. Stephen Landefeld, director of the Bureau of Economic Analysis, said whether it's called a recession or not, the economy is in a dramatic slowdown.
We all know there's been a huge loss of consumer wealth during this period. Households' disposable income share going to energy has certainly gone up considerably over time. And the economy is growing at a rate too slow to generate new jobs sufficient to keep up with labor force growth, population growth, and growth in productivity.
Nouriel Roubini, a former U.S. Treasury Department official now at New York University, flatly calls it a recession and predicts it will last 18 and possibly as long as 24 months, involving a cumulative decline in economic output of more than 4%, the worst since World War II. Roubini urges Congress to act on a second fiscal stimulus of at least $300 billion, saying that without support for Main Street or average Americans, government steps to support financial markets could be undone.
And this action has to be taken right away and soon. We cannot wait until the next Congress in February, because 3 months from now, the collapse of spending, consumption, investments will be so sharp that the economic contractions could become even more severe.
Richard Vedder, professor of economics at Ohio University and a visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, is concerned that an overly zealous Congress, as he puts it, will craft legislation that could have adverse effects and questions where the money will come from.
In a financially stressed situation, we're talking about going out and borrowing, with, if you add $300 or $400 billion on to what we're already doing, the better part of $1 trillion, 7-8% of GDP. I think that is a dangerous and somewhat fiscally irresponsible thing to do, and I think in the long run it will inspire a decline in confidence and will lead to inflationary expectations as soaring.
Former International Monetary Fund Research Director Simone Johnson, now with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, warns of unprecedented global dimensions from a U.S. recession. He urges Congress to act quickly on a package of around $450 billion to include extending unemployment benefits, job retraining, student and small business loans, and infrastructure projects.
I think we probably have a month or perhaps 2 months to really see the direction of the economy. I would agree completely with people who think that now is the time to prepare a large fiscal stimulus.
In the House Ways and Means Committee, meanwhile, state governors, a city mayor, and state and local officials called for another government stimulus plan. New York Governor David Paterson said his state is among 25 U.S. states facing huge deficits.
There are 25 states in deficit, totaling $48 billion of debt. Their projections for 2010 are spiked upward incredibly. There will be 39 states in deficit, and the amounts owed total over $105 billion.
Among the more dire warnings, Robert Greenstein of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities spoke of potential sharp increases in poverty, with Americans facing what he calls holes in the social safety net that did not exist during previous deep recessions in the 1970s and 1980s.
As I think we are facing a growing prospect of levels of destitution, not just poverty, destitution, severe hardship, and increases in homelessness that we haven't seen in several decades.
Democratic Representative Charlie Rangel, chairman of the Ways and Means panel, says Democrats and Republicans should work together when Congress returns after the election to help the economy.
We have to be prepared to put together a package that indeed will be bipartisan. Quite frankly, I don't think that should be very difficult.
Republicans, such as Representative Jim McCreary, share concerns about the widespread impacts of recession, but oppose any package that would have little chance of winning congressional or presidential approval.
But it'd do us a little good to craft a package like that if it stands little chance of passing a closely divided Senate or getting signed by the President.
The White House has so far expressed resistance, at least in public, to any new stimulus measure containing the kind of provisions and level of spending Democrats are likely likely to include. This means Democrats would have to wait until next year and a new congressional session to work with either Barack Obama or John McCain as president of the next stage of efforts to help the economy. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.